This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, happy Saturday, happy last week of April to everybody at TFMR and across the gold and silver universe. As you know, we like to occasionally host what we call special podcasts here at the site. And we've got another one today. These podcasts are designed to alert you to maybe companies you're not aware of, get you a chance to hear from executives at those companies, always ones that I have an interest in, and I want to make sure that you know all about them too. So I have with us today Alistair Still. Now, you may remember Alistair. We've had him on here a couple of times. He is the CEO of Gold Mining, Inc., which is a company that I've owned for years. I still continue to own in my IRA. And again, just a great company that you should check out. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about a company they've recently spun off, an asset they spun off, gave it its own company called U.S. Gold Mining. It just IPO'd, went public this week, and presents a rather interesting opportunity. And so it's fun to hear from Alistair. Alistair, thank you so much for spending some time with me to discuss this one.
Pleasure to be here today, Craig. Very exciting time for us. Very excited to tell you about the opportunity we've created here with U.S. Gold Mining, Inc., brand new listing on the NASDAQ, USGO, and I'd love to tell you and your listeners all about it.
So for everybody's background, Alistair, longtime industry veteran, like I said, he's the CEO of Gold Mining, Inc. His background is Newmont, Goldcorp, Kinross, Agnico Eagle, just to name a few companies for whom he's worked. He's now of this new company, U.S. Gold Mining. He's the chairman of the board, so he's going to know what's going on here. Like I said, this was spun out and the IPO was done just last week. There's some very solid rationale for that. With that, let me stop talking and turn over to Alistair. Alistair, tell me about the thought process that went into creating this new company.
Well, it certainly was building upon a strategy which we've had great success at, which is taking a portfolio of assets in the parent company, Gold Mining Inc., and unlocking value from those projects. We did this a couple of years ago. Many of your listeners may recall we created Gold Royalty Corp from assets within our portfolio. But when I started at the company a couple of years ago and I started to go around and look at our assets, I got very excited by our Whistler project, which is in Alaska. And when I looked at the project, I just couldn't believe the scale and the size of it and the exploration potential and the fact that it sat idle for now 10 years now. I thought, how can we unlock value for this project with our shareholders? And we came up with a plan to put together a very experienced management team and a strong board so we could put this into its own vehicle, raise some money for it, and give it the proper attention it deserves to really, I almost think of rediscovering this asset because it's sizable, it's significant, it's 9.5 million gold equivalent ounces, but hasn't seen the light of day in 10 years. This gives us a perfect opportunity to rediscover this project and create some serious value for the shareholders of U.S. Gold Mining, Inc., and of course, the parent company, Gold Mining, Inc., still owns a major piece of that, some 80% of the shares, so they indirectly benefit. But really, this is about the growth story now for U.S. Gold Mining as we begin the adventure of rediscovering our Whistler project.
So you take the thing, you put it in this new company, U.S. Gold Mining, again, the symbol USGO here in the States. As you mentioned, it hasn't been drilled out, even looked at really since 2011. And you can understand that. I mean, price peaked and then, you know, we all wandered in the desert for 7 or 8 years. But it looks to me like it's a fantastic resource. And now by putting in its own company, if I'm reading this right, you've got about $17 million in cash in your treasury after the IPO. There's only about 14 million shares fully diluted. And now you've got the funds to get after it. So tell everybody what you think you have there, because it's not just gold, it's copper too. And where the mine is positioned and why you think it has such potential.
No, exactly. It's a very tight share structure, which is great. We have raised $20 million, and after the IPO, we'll be left with about $17 million. And the real focus is getting boots on the ground, reactivating an existing camp that's there so we can be drilling this summer. In order to do that work, we've assembled a fantastic team. led by our new CEO, Tim Smith. And Tim, I've worked with before at Goldcorp. We had actually acquired one of the companies that Tim had been working on in the Yukon, which is right beside Alaska on the Canadian side. He'd made a major discovery there. And while I was at Goldcorp, we purchased that company for over $500 million. So we're very excited. I know the work that Tim can do. He's worked for the majors. In fact, was working at Newmont as their director of North American exploration until last year. So very excited to have Tim leading the team here as we begin the work. But it really starts with the fundamentals of the deposit itself. It's only about 100 miles northwest of Anchorage, so in a very amenable area in a state. And the state of Alaska still drives, mining drives the economy in Alaska. It's a very important part of Alaska and its foundation and its growth. And the government sees that. In fact, one of the catalysts for us is not just the excitement about the project, but the government's initiative, which was to build move forward on a road to resources program, where they want to actually spur and encourage economic development by investing in infrastructure. And that infrastructure project they've backed and supported, called the West Susitna Access Road, would actually give the project future road access right to Anchorage and the port just outside of Anchorage called Port Mackenzie, which is a huge financial boost to the project. And it shows the government's commitment to see the project move forward. So that was an important catalyst, that the government support is very strong. The project itself is a very sizable project. Size does matter, but it's got great exploration potential as well. But one of the components of size that perhaps gets overlooked here, we're very much a gold-focused company, but on the Whistler project itself, it's about 30% of the revenue and the resources is from copper. And that is such a strategic metal for a number of reasons. When this project was last drilled some 10 years ago, copper was running about $1.50 a pound. And today's pricing near $4 a pound, you can see there's a whole new realm to the economics that is driven by that copper price. The other importance of copper is just its role as a strategic metal. And in fact, Alaska declares it as a strategic metal. So that makes the development of it and the exploration for and the eventual mining of it that much more important and supported from a government initiative. And being on 100% state land is very important to capture that initiative as well. So, you know, a quick summary, it's a super project. It's got size, it's got exploration potential. It's predominantly gold, but still has an important component of copper. We've got a very experienced management team who've done a lot of great work working for the majors, including Newmont and Goldcorp. We're fully permitted now, and we're ready to get our boots on the ground this summer and get drilling on this project.
And let's talk about that. That is the current plan. Now that this financing part is done, is to get out there as soon as you can. Is there, you know, so many properties up in that part of the world, you can only really work. Well, some of you only can work once it's frozen. What's the land like up there in Alaska?
We've actually got a very favorable location where we are located. As I say, it's only about 100 miles from Anchorage. And that actually makes us the largest significant project in Alaska, closest to the major city of Anchorage.
Okay.
So there's a lot of other big projects in Alaska, but most of them are much further away from the big centers. So geographically, we're actually not far from a population source for workers and, say, the port where that road would connect to. We have a very favorable landscape. It's not high elevation, not high mountainous, so we don't have glaciers or lakes. We can actually drill year-round here if we wanted to, because of the proximity to sea level and the moderated climate there. So it's a good terrain, very amenable to exploring in. And in fact, one of the benefits we have here is that this was a previous exploration property, and they put a significant infrastructure into a camp. So we've had a caretaker maintaining this camp, but it's really about refurbishing and reactivating the camp rather than building a new camp. We do have an airstrip at site, and we have a winter road, which has just finished running for the season, but we can bring heavier gear in over the winter on the winter road. And we have an airstrip that gives us access year round. In fact, actually, I just visited the site a couple of weeks ago with our CEO, Tim Smith. We were able to, easy flight to Anchorage and a short flight landed at the site, and we were able to get into the camp, see the status of things, just to confirm that we are in fact ready to launch our program as soon as we've closed the IPO, which we've just announced this past week. So we're excited to launch this and get going, get this project back where it belongs, which is in the top of everyone's mind and in the top of the majors and the bigger development companies who are starved in their portfolios of assets, looking for new projects. This is one that we very much sense will be on their radar screen.
Like you said, the CEO, Tim, has done this before. That's always important.
He has. And, you know, when I met Tim, it was a terrific discovery he'd made there, put a team together, a very similar climate and terrain. So he loves working in the north. He's a great explorationist. And when a small junior company is able to bring in a talent like Tim and bring it from the largest gold mining company in the world, Newmont, that's a great credit to us. Yep. And a great strength that we bring to our team for sure.
No doubt about it. I mean, he could have gone just about anywhere. And he chose this. And I just want to make sure everybody understands. I mean, there's so much value in gold mining. And while I've got you here, I might ask you to explain that story again for everybody, Alistair. But there's so much value in gold mining that sometimes you've got to take a chunk of it and actually spin it off to realize some of that value. Or for investors that maybe saw that as maybe, you know, a very valuable part and they wanted just exposure only to this Whistler project, this is a way to do it. I would imagine, Alistair, can you direct everybody a couple of pages on the us.goldmining.com website that they want to be sure to check out?
Yeah, absolutely. We have set up a website, and we will be adding information to that at us.goldmining.com. It contains information about the project. There will be links on there to our technical report. It's a brand new technical report, which basically puts it through the regulatory bodies to show the validity of the resource and the independence of a third party who has confirmed those resources. There's a technical report that's filed in both Canada and the U.S. That was done just last fall, so it's current and up to date. And that technical report really shows the foundation of the 9.5 million gold equivalent ounces that make up this this deposit. And within those resources, I think one important piece to point out is it's not just about having a large resource. Certainly an important component of any resource is the quality of it. And the size is important, but you need to have grade and quality as well. And I think one of the points at Whistler, which we certainly will want to be targeting and testing right away, is within a very large resource, there is a core high-grade portion of that which screams even better value for us. So within the broad 9.5 million gold equivalent ounces, we see, and we have in our tech report, if you raise the cutoff grade, which basically eliminates the lower grade blocks, there's a core center portion of that deposit that hangs together of about 6 million ounces. That's about 1 gram gold per ton gold equivalent, which is really starts to get into a very attractive range for deposits. Many of the large deposits in Nevada or in Quebec or Ontario are mining significantly below 1 gram per ton gold. So when we can start seeing a core of this deposit having a grade of 1 gram per ton gold equivalency, that gets to be very significant. And that certainly will be a focus of our drilling, proving up those higher grade portions and actually looking to expand them as well, because very large land package we have here, some 50,000 acres, and it's on state land, and with a permit that's valid for 5 years for exploration, we really have now a clean slate to go and further explore, not just expand upon the known resource that we do have.
Yeah, I would imagine, like you said, you start there and then just kind of start spoking out to see what else might be near that big deposit, or what you think is a big deposit.
Exactly, and what we in fact believe here, and this is certainly something that we know, and having worked for majors for some 25 years myself, major operating companies like, you know, the Goldcorps and the Newmonts and Kinrosses of the world, we know they're looking for not only big systems, but yep, regional systems as well. And while our project has sat idle, there has been work in the district. A neighboring project has added significant resources as well. So we see this as a growing district, which really speaks to the scale and the size of a system that the majors are looking for. And we know that once the majors get onto a project and they see what they like, they're willing to pay up for it. You know, we think we valued this very fairly when we launched the IPO. We priced it at about, works out to about $10 per gold equivalent resource ounce. We think that's a fair valuation. We see many companies trading similar projects in the $40 to $50 per ounce range. But I will point out to one example where we see majors, when they catch their eye on a project and they really like it, they're not afraid to pay up and really go big. And we saw last year where Kinross Gold, and Kinross already operates in Alaska, they have the Fort Knox mine there, so they know the state very well. But they acquired a property in 2022 in Canada, in Red Lake, a company called Great Bear. This was an exploration company that was still defining a resource, and they paid up $1.4 billion for this project pre-resource. Kinross subsequently put a resource out on it, about 5 million ounces. So do the quick math, that's almost $300 per ounce they paid for a project they liked in Red Lake. So, you know, seeing our project priced at $10 per ounce, I think that speaks to the type of valuation where we've come out at a very fair price with lots of opportunity and upside for our shareholders.
Yep, you sure have. And I think everybody listening now can see why I was in such a rush to speak with you and put this on my site so that everybody can look at it and give it a thought. Again, you got jurisdiction, you got team, you got a resource, and back on the jurisdiction, such a favorable jurisdiction that the state has you fully permitted, and they actually want to build a road that runs very close to where you are. So, I mean, this touches all the bases, and then you combine that with him coming over from Newmont. I would sure think that those folks are going to be like, oh, what's Tim doing up there in Alaska? We better keep an eye on that. This looks like a very interesting deal. I want everybody to make sure you check it out, do your own due diligence, obviously. Consult, you know, your own time horizons and risk tolerance before you do anything. But all the links to learn more about us.goldmining.com are on this page. Alistair, I mentioned earlier, though, I got to ask you about Gold Mining Inc. Because I'm a shareholder and have been, and ain't no way I'm selling my shares. They drive, like most mining shares, are driving us all crazy and aging us prematurely because there's just so little interest in the sector from institutions and hedge funds and the like. But I know the story. I know how much value there is in each share that's trading at what, a buck US or $1.05 or something. So while I've got you here, would you just please remind everyone and remind me, I guess, for that matter, as to why there's just an undervalued story.
Well, absolutely. I'm like yourself. I'm even more excited than ever also about Gold Mining Inc. And I'm the CEO of that company as well. And it's really even more so after this transaction shows the compelling value at Gold Mining. If you simply look at what they do, a quick sum of the parts. You mentioned, you know, we're trading at just over a dollar a share US. And it's about 165 plus or minus million in market cap, but look what we already have on the balance sheet. So we created Gold Royalty last year, and now we've created US Gold Mining Inc. The shares that Gold Mining owns in those two companies alone almost equals the entire market cap. And that completely ignores the fact of the resource portfolio that Gold Mining has.
Right.
You know, there's nine projects in their portfolio, each with over 1 million ounces in resources. Not the least of which is the La Mina project in Colombia, which has a PEA study on it, which showed the NAV at $240 million alone. And that's one project.
Jeez.
So it's a compelling story. The beauty for Gold Mining shareholders is they get, you know, great exposure now to Whistler project by owning 80% of the shares in US Gold Mining Inc. And that came at zero dilution to the company. So US Gold Mining raises money. They can go explore the property. Gold Mining gets exposure to that. It's a great winning combination for both companies. But I totally agree with you, Craig. It's now that we've crystallized on, you know, close to $100 million on the balance sheet for Gold Mining, it's an even more compelling reason to look at the parent company as well.
This is a pretty easy one to remember too, right? You've got the symbol in the U.S. of just G-O-L-D.
G-O-L-D in Canada. GLDG in the U.S.
I'm sorry. In Canada. G-O-L-D in Canada. I make that mistake. The G-O-L-D would lead you astray in the U.S. Isn't that what Barrick's?
There's another little company that has in the U.S., yeah. Yes, called Barrick. But yes, we have G-O-L-D in Canada, GLDG on the NYSE American. But as you point out, it is a compelling story, and I'm also extremely excited about the opportunities there we have at gold mining as well.
And I just sit here as we wrap this up, Alistair. Again, as everybody knows here on the site, I mean, I've been thinking $2,300 gold by the back half of this year, since late last year, and nothing has changed my mind. I think we're on pace for that. What is $2,300 gold or $2,500 gold? How does that change the math, or how does, you know, $5 plus copper change the math of all this?
Well, I think it fundamentally enhances the story. But I would also point out that it's not required for our story. You know, we ran our resources at $1,600 gold, and we came up with a very nice resource estimate. So at current levels, close to $2,000 per ounce gold, that's very attractive. Mm. I am a gold bug, and I firmly believe that the gold price is not going to stay static here. I see an upside where we are going to see much of the year with a two in front of the number. And certainly that's the trend we've seen. It's sort of settled at around the $2,000 mark now, but I see upside for that. I see, you know, all the fundamentals that are there to own gold, including scarcity of the resource, how the majors are running out of resources. They're not depleting what they're mining. The safe haven buying that's going on with gold. I think all the fundamentals are there for a higher price in gold. That can only enhance our story. And that doesn't even look at the copper piece of it. And remember, right, we've got about 30% exposure to copper. You know, the continued push for greening of the economy, all of that electricity for all those electric cars has to get moved through copper wires. So there's a huge demand for it. And quite simply, the world supply is not meeting the demand that we have for copper. So I can only see the copper price going in one direction, and having our resource with a significant component of copper on it adds an extra bonus for us as well.
Right. You look at that as part of that Whistler project. Like, yeah, it's just like, holy cow. This is why I wanted to talk to you, Alistair. So I very much appreciate you carving out some time to visit with me, because this has been very, very insightful. Like I said, no one should ever take my enthusiasm and use it, you know, for your own. You got to do your own research. And we'll put some stuff on this page so you can be sure to do it. But gosh, Gold Mining Inc. and now this new company, U.S. Gold Mining, definitely, I mean, it's something you guys, everybody listening, should take a look at. Alistair, please just make me one promise that you'll come back maybe later this year and let us know how that drilling program is going.
Absolutely. I'm sure you'll see some steady flow of news for us as we gear up. We continue our geological modeling, continue our targeting, and we get our drills set up and running. I think it'll be a steady and exciting flow of news to come, and very much look forward to coming back and updating you and your listeners on the compelling story we have here at U.S. Gold Mining, USGO on the NASDAQ.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alistair, and thank you for your time. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you bet. You too. Enjoy the weekend, Craig.
And from everybody here at TFMR, thank you for listening. And we'll hopefully have another special podcast for you sometime in the near future.